So let's review. The previous Mishnah discussed the halachas of Petach Amar Tifta Besa. A firstborn donkey must be redeemed for a sheep. And Se actually refers to Min HaKfasim or Min HaIzim, it could be a sheep or a goat. Zachar and Nekeva, a male or female. Gadol B'Katan, young or old. Tamim or Balmum, unblemished or blemished. The Gemara cites a braisa in which Gadol B'Katan is actually a machlik is based on the following two psukim. V'chol Petach Amar Tifta Besa in Parshas Boi, and V'chol Petach Amar Tifta Besa in Parshas Kisisa, the mitzvah of redeeming a Petach Amar is repeated twice. The Chum hold Tifta teaches Tifta Miyad, Tifta Koshu. The Petach Amar can be redeemed immediately even before it is 30 days old. And the Petach Amar can be redeemed for a Se of any value. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and holds Ein Pediyah Pechusim Mishakel. Petach Amar can be redeemed only for a Se that is worth at least one shekel, because the Pasuk states V'chol Erkecha Yiyah B'Shekel HaKodesh. All redemptions of Hektish must be with at least a shekel. However, regarding Pinya Ben, the Pasuk clearly specifies a firstborn son can be redeemed only la'achar shloishim v'chamish shlom, after 30 days and only for 5 shlom. Rav Nachman rules, halacha k'divrei chacham, the halacha follows the chacham who concur with our Mishnah that Pinya Petach Amar can be done with a sheep of any value. The Gemara concludes that it depends as follows. Bibali malich tlasa zuzi. If the owner asks a chacham, he is advised to accomplish the pidyon with a sheep that is worth 3 zuz, which is slightly more than a shekel. However, ba'isim ha'atzmai, patruza bardanka. If the owner acted on his own and did not ask a chacham, any sheep accomplishes the pidyon, even a very lean sheep that is worth only 1 danka, which is 1/12 of a shekel. The Gemara proceeds with additional halachas of pidyon Petach Amar. A person that has a Petach Amar, but no sheep, can accomplish pidyon with money or any item whose value is equal to the donkey. Because the pidyon Petach Amar cannot be more stringent than Hektish, whose pidyon is accomplished with money. And therefore we must say, the pasuk specifies a se merely to facilitate the pidyon even with a sheep whose value is less than the donkey. Another halacha. If a person used his sheep to redeem someone else's Petach Amar, the pidyon is effective. If the Gemara inquires, or who gets to keep the Petach Amar? The owner of the sheep or the owner of the Petach Amar? The Gemara concludes, according to Reb Shimon, because kiven de amar mutabano amamayin de bailam. Since Reb Shimon holds the Petach Amar is permitted in all benefits, it always belonged to the owner. And even according to Yehuda, because the kani lahu b'beini beini, the excess value of the Petach Amar over the sheep's value always belonged to the owner. The previous Mishnah Daf Tes concludes with the following three halachas. If the kohen returned the sheep of pidyon to the owner, he can reuse the sheep to redeem other Petach Amar. As the Gemara at the end of the Daf explains, if after pidyon the sheep died while still in the owner's possession, the kohen receives the benefit of the carcass because the me'idna da'afreshe b'shusi the kohen koi. The kohen acquires the sheep from the time of pidyon. Nichnas ladir lehisaser. Sheep that were used to redeem Petach Amar are tithed from ma'isa behemah together with the rest of the flock. As the Gemara elaborates, b'bol yad kohen patim ma'isa behemah. A sheep that was given to a kohen is exempt from ma'isa behemah because a Mishnah later rules, halakuach v'shanitin li b'matana patim ma'isa behemah. The mitzvah of Ma'isa Behema applies only to an animal that one owned all along, while the sheep was a gift to the kohen. Rather, our mission is a case of Yisrael Shahila Asaris Safik Pitri Chamoyim B'Tech Beisli, Shemafer Shalein Asaris Oyin, Uma Asun Vein Shaloi. Yisrael who had 10 questionable Pitri Chamar, in which he redeems them and keeps the 10 sheep for himself. He tithes one of these sheep for Ma'isa Behema because he owned these sheep all along. And this halacha also applies in the following case. Yisrael Shahila Asar Pitri Chamoyim, V'adoyin b'toich beisai, sh'naflo mibeis avi ima kain. V'oitzei avi ima kain, naflo mibeis avi ima Yisrael. If Yisrael inherited 10 pitcher chamar from his maternal grandfather, a kain, who in turn inherited them from his maternal grandfather, a Yisrael. Ma'afash alein asar asayin, u'ma'asni v'en shalai. The 10 pitcher chamar required pidyon with 10 sheep because they initially belonged to a Yisrael. However, the grandson, the Yisrael, is permitted to keep them because in the interim, the pitcher chamar were transferred to his grandfather, a kain. And in this case, he tithes one of these sheep from Ma'isa Behemah because he owned the sheep all along. The Gemara proceeds with a similar halacha. Yisrael shoyle tevala mimurachim b'tech beisai, shenaflo mibeis avi imay koin, v'oise avi imay koin, naflo mibeis avi imay, Yisrael ma'asran v'hein shalai. If Yisrael inherited processed produce from his maternal grandfather, Kain, who in turn inherited them from his maternal grandfather, Yisrael, he must separate Trumas Umaisus, and he's permitted to keep them, because in the interim they were transferred to his grandfather, Kain. The Gemara proceeds with a similar halacha. Halakech tevalim u'murachim rena'akim ma'asna vein shaloi. If Yisrael bought processed produce from a non-Jew, he separates the Maisus and he keeps them. As the Gemara explains, this is a case of the Merchinu Yisrael Mishosakum. The Yisrael processed the produce while in the non-Jew's possession. Therefore, Ma'asron, the Yisrael is obligated to separate Meister because they in Kinyan La'akum Be'eretz Yisrael Lafki Miyad Meister. If a non-Jew purchases land in Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha is not removed and therefore the obligation of Trumas and Meister applies. But even so, Ve'in Shalai, the Yisrael may keep them because he claims to the Kain, Kasin Mekech Gavr to let Matzisa Ishtayu Adina Ba'dei. I bought the produce from a non-Jew to whom you have no claim. However, based on the Mishnah Masechta's Demai, the Gemara makes the following distinction. Truma gedayla baye mitzninu l'kain. The initial truma that is separated from a non-Jew's produce must be given to a kain. However, truma's meiser ma'asun vein shalai. The truma's meiser that is separate from the meiser rishon of a non-Jew's produce does not need to be given to a kain because the pasuk of truma's meiser states vel halvim tadabe v'marat alem ki sikhum eis b'nei Yisrael. Tavolim shata lekech b'nei Yisrael at the mafesh men truma's meiser b'nei l'kain. Tavolim shata lekech mena'akim I at the mafesh men truma's meiser b'nei l'kain. Only produce of Yisrael is obligated in Trumas Maisim, but produce of a non-Jew is exempt from Trumas Maisim.